Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. If you've already been listening, as millions of you have, we appreciate that very much. I'm excited about having our good friend Mark Allen back on the show. Mark's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of A Millionaire's Course and A Visionary Life and A Visionary Business. The Visionary Business book is one of my favorites, and he's got a new book coming out. I think that's what we're going to talk about. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back, as always. You got a new book coming out.
Yeah, it's out, The Type Z Guide to Success. Not only is it out as a print book, it's out as a real innovative e-book that you can sample the whole first part of it for free by going to successwithease.net.
What's the name of the book again?
Called The Type Z Guide to Success.
See, I don't have that book yet.
You don't?
You haven't sent me a copy of that book. Is there something I've done?
Well, gee, maybe it's because I slept through my last interview and my people thought you gave up on me.
Maybe that's what it was. Tell us about The Type Z.
Well, my book before that was The Millionaire Course, and I put in everything there I knew that changed my life, from real struggle and financial disaster up till I was 35 to being highly successful by the time I was about 37, 38. And I put everything in there. It's a 300-page book. A lot of people do love it. It's been compared to Think and Grow Rich, which I love. But a lot of people, so many people said to me, I got your book, and it's by my bed, but I haven't read it yet. And one young relative even said, "Wow, man, you wrote a big book. What's in it?" So I knew he'd never read it, so I thought, "Okay, I have to simplify this book." Simplify.
Have you found as I have, Mark, that every year that goes by, the American public's attention span gets shorter and shorter?
Boy, it could be. It could be. I don't know. I do know I've gotten a great response to this book, and I made it so short and simple, and about every other page there's one bold sentence that summarizes those two pages, so you can just flip through and get the whole essence of it in about 10 minutes.
So you're making it easy for us now.
Yeah, yeah. And
What have you learned about entrepreneurs?
Well, I have to make it easy for myself. I have to understand things very easily. I've learned a couple innovative things. I've learned you can be lazy and succeed if you're still persistent.
You proved that, haven't you, Mark?
Yes, I have. I am lazy. I work less than 30 hours a week. I usually sleep till noon.
Did you start out working that few hours, though?
You know, I did. In the very beginning,
that's pretty disgusting, Mark.
Well, in the very beginning, I didn't know how to finance my company, so I got a perfectly horrible 40-hour-a-week job getting up early, which I soon switched to a 40-hour-a-week job from 4 in the afternoon till midnight. That worked for me. And then in my part-time, I built my own company, my publishing company.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I never gave it more than 30 hours a week, and to this day, I don't. 20 to 30 hours focused. And I tell these people that work 60 hours a week, you're not working productively 60 hours a week anyway.
Well, they're in their business that long.
Yeah. And
nobody, most of us don't work, you know, in terms of what you consider to be work. Most of us are just in our businesses. But I will tell you this, though, Mark. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, but a lot of these businesses are not the kind of business that you have. If you got a retail business, if you have a restaurant, if you have a distribution business, if you have a factory, You better be able to be in that business a while, at least till you get it going and you get some folks working for you.
Yeah, and till you can get some real trusted employees that are even ideally better than you are. Like, my employees are more intelligent and more capable than I am. And I'm not just, I really mean that.
Right.
They really are.
No, I know you do. But mm-hmm. but the thing is your plan doesn't work for everybody, but you can be moving toward that goal.
Right, right.
It just takes time.
I think my unique contribution, I challenge people. I say, you know, it gets down to our deep beliefs. Henry Ford had it exactly right. He said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're right, you know. Mm-hmm. Famous quote, great quote. I say, you know, in other words, if you believe you can or believe you can't, you're right.
So the Mark, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Mark Allen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Following your destiny, our steps cannot avoid.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba.
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've got a couple of questions for you business owners hungry to become business champions. Are you confident your people are committed to your vision? Ever wish you had a business coach watching your back and cheering you on? If you're seeking proven strategies for how your company can become known as one of America's best small businesses, turn to Administaff.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Jim DeSocio, CEO of RiskClick Incorporated here in New York. And Administaff strategies have increased my team's productivity, giving me a nice boost to my profit margin. They also help me compete with big companies by enabling me to provide employees with retirement services, health care, and other benefits. I really believe Administaff's people want my company to win as much as I do.
Talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Aflac for small business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business, because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac. Aflac.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child.
Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
See the dog and butterfly.
Lead singer for Heart. Great band, great song, great voice. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. Having a great visit with our good friend Mark Allen. Mark is the author of the new book, which I don't have a copy of it yet. Give us the copy title again, Mark.
The Type Z Guide to Success.
The Type Z Guide to Success, and I encourage you to check it out. Successwithease.net, right?
Yes, the ebook is called The Type Z Guide to Success with Ease, and you can get the whole first part for free at successwithease.net.
Mark, I cut you off when we went to the break. I had to stop you. Pick up where you left off.
And I just got to what I think is the essential question when I talk to people. The essential question to ask yourself, because it's all based on our beliefs. As I said, that famous quote of Henry Ford is so brilliant, if you think you can or if you think you can't, you're right. So I ask people, do you believe it's even possible to create success with ease? And even better, do you believe it's even possible to do what you love and create success in that with ease? That, to me, is an essential question. And if you don't believe it's possible, then, of course, you'll never do it. I made an experiment the day I turned 30, and I started going for my dreams. And that's the day I started my business. And I said, my great experiment is to go for my dreams with ease and not work too hard and not buy into this belief that my father and so many people said that you have to work 60 to 80 hours a week to succeed and you won't have a life. That was the unspoken thing. You know, my creative side, my writing and my music, I still play music a lot. I still record. And I thought, oh, if I start a business, that'll all go away. And my whole spiritual side of life, too, that was very and is very important to me. I even had this fear that I might lose everything, you know, gain the world but lose my soul or something. But I found I can have it all. You can be focused on your thing for a short time and see great results. You don't have to work 80 hours a week.
I want to get back to that 80-hour week thing, Mark. And I'm going to challenge you on something. You say work 60 hours a week like that's a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing, and it's not always undesirable. Sometimes it's what people want to do, and they're not giving up their spiritual world. They're not giving up their family. They're not, you know, they maybe they would rather be working than playing golf, let's say. But what I'm getting at is I don't want people to get the idea that, well, let me say it this way.
When you
start a business and you're moving through the startup, the growth, the expansion, and the mature stage of a business, as you move through that timeline, you're going to have different priorities in your life. And the, you know, if you want something that's worthwhile, you have to work on it. Now, if that takes 30 hours a week, if it takes 60 hours a week, whatever it may take, that's what you've got to do. But, Mark, you know, I worked a lot of hours. And, you know, we've arrived at some level of success now here. But for a long time, as you know, Mark, I worked a lot of hours, and for me, it couldn't have been done any other way. I don't work as many hours as I used to. I'm not in my business as much as I used to. But there are stages of every business that I've ever known about when you do have to spend quite a bit of time. And the only reason I'm saying that is I don't want people to think that if you start up a distribution company or a printing company or whatever it might be, I don't want people to think that it's easy to get rich. It's just not.
Right. I agree. My soul never wanted to work more than that. Even the concept of a 40-hour week when I was a kid and a young person, there was something wrong about that whole concept to me. I just didn't buy into this thing of having to get up 5 mornings a week. Now I have an 8-year-old boy. He's the same way. Just to go to school, you have to get up 5 mornings a week, and that prepares you for the job where you have to get up 5 mornings a week.
But, Mark, let me ask you a question. Tell us, remind us, though, how much you had to sacrifice in the early days in order to be able to be where you are right now. Now, maybe you didn't work all that much, but my point is, how many times have you told us on this show over the last 8 years, my 5-year plan took 10 years?
Yeah. It did take 10 years, and it did take a lot of work.
So that's the rest. That's sort of the rest of the story, isn't it?
Right, and I work odd hours. I wake up at 3 a.m. with an idea for a book or an idea for a business, and I make pages of notes and go back to bed. That's the kind of I'm a sporadic worker.
Well, the reason why, though, Mark, that I am glad you have this message, and the reason I want to give you airtime to talk about this, is that I believe that you're one side of the pendulum swing, and what your father told you is the other side of the pendulum swing. One thing we know is you can't have a pendulum swing if it doesn't go back and forth. And so I like hearing your side of the story, and I think that it's something that we need to blend into our life strategy. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back. It's 10 till. Mark Allen is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Mark Allen. And Mark is the author of A Visionary Business and A Visionary Life and the new book. Mark, give it to us again, please.
The Type Z Guide to Success, A Lazy Person's Manifesto for Wealth and Fulfillment.
And it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yes.
And at successwitheease.net. You can find out more about it there as well.
Yes, and you can get a free ebook, the first part free.
First part. All right, stand by. Stand by for that, folks. Check that out when you get a chance. Successwitheease.net. Mark, one of the things that you said to me on the break is very true, and I'm a poster child for this. You said we have a type A workaholic environment.
Yes,
our culture is
too unbalanced. It's way into the active side. It promotes and encourages and supports type A workaholic behavior, and doesn't promote and encourage the opposite.
That culture in America is unique in the world, isn't it?
Yeah, Europe says, you know, they live to work, and we work to live. No, the other way around.
Yeah.
They work to live. And Americans live to work. In other words, we work all the time.
But we have something to show for it. We have a lot of stuff to show for it. And the thing about it now, Mark, I admit to being a type A person who likes to work, but I don't admit to being a workaholic because when I was working the hardest, the most hours in my business to get this business off the ground, to get the Small Business Network going, I worked a lot. I worked 7 days a week for a long time, but I still had a faith life. I still had a family life. I still had a relationship with my friends and my children. I didn't let my work consume me, but it does some people, doesn't it?
That's good. Yeah. It's like everything else. If it gets unbalanced, I mean, I realized I had a problem with alcohol when it was creating problems in my life. So I had to quit drinking. It's the same with workaholic. If you can work a lot, if it's not creating problems in your family life and the rest of your life, then that's great. It sounds like you weren't having a problem. It sounds like you can be a type A without being a workaholic.
I loved my business. It was so exciting. It was so exciting to me, Mark, to see progress and to see things happening and people around me saying, this is good. That was so exciting for me. I didn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah. That's wonderful. You're doing what you love. That's the important thing.
Exactly. Whether it's 30 hours a week or 60 hours a week.
Yep. And that's what I keep saying to people. You can make it work doing what you love. That you know. That you've certainly done.
Mark, I'm trying to move towards you a little bit. I really am, you know, as much as I've been challenging you this hour, I do want to move toward you. And one of my challenges right now is, I actually have time available to me during the week now that I didn't have 3, 4, 5 years ago. And I'm taking more time to myself out of the business. Not a lot, folks. Don't get excited, but just a little bit, Mark. But the point is, sometimes I feel guilty about that.
Guilty, yes, yes. I know. Isn't that something? And other, you'll find if you take just a day to yourself, which I love, and I do a lot every Monday, I take totally to myself. There are some people that don't respect that, and you have to be very firm. But a whole lot of people are not comfortable with the idea of a day to themselves to do nothing. But I find it tremendously relaxing. And when I get into work Tuesday afternoon at 1 or 2 or 2:30 or whenever I get there, I am ready to go.
Yeah.
Because I've had my Monday, and I'm so energized. I mean, I feel like I'm 20, and I'm 60 now. But I have the energy of a 20-year-old.
And knowing how you feel about Mondays, Mark,
yeah,
is how we find out how much you regard our show and what we do here for you to show up on Monday.
Yeah, that's true. You're very special. But it's so early, I'll just go back to bed and I will.
I know, you do. You wake up and do the show and go back to bed. Hey, Mark, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for all of us. And you've been a good friend to us over the years, and we really appreciate that.
Well, same to you, Jim. Thanks for all you do.
Mark Allen, ladies and gentlemen, successwithease.net. Check it out, folks. And see if Mark's got some stuff that I think might, I know it will help you if you'll just take a look. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, whether you're working 30 hours or 80 hours. This is Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.